Almost 2 years after the first confirmed case of COVID-19 on the island, almost 2 years after the country first shut down to try and contain its spread, after the deaths of over 6,000 people with the virus, NPHET has told the government that it supports the lifting of almost all restrictions. The government will decide how and when later today. On Primetime last night, Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College Dublin, gave his reaction.
It's nice to remember. NPHET have said all restrictions should go. It's incredible, isn't it? They must have accepted it. The pandemic is coming to an end and we're entering the endemic phase of this disease now, which is a much safer place to be, basically. So it's a great night, really. Let's see what the government does next in terms of the timelines. That's our next key question, obviously. But certainly it's a key night for the whole process.
That was Professor Luke O'Neill speaking on Primetime last night. Let's speak to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Just so that we weren't imagining it all last night, what do we know of what NPHET has recommended to government?
I guess, Gavin, there's two parts to that answer, what NPHET is saying and also what it's not saying. So the first part of the answer is that the public health experts have given the green light to ending most of the COVID-19 restrictions. And I guess that's because there isn't a rationale for retaining them, in their view, in light of the rapidly falling infection rates, hospitalizations, ICU, that type of index of assessment that they've made. The other part of the answer is that NPHET has not recommended a timeline for all of this. It's silent on that. And so it seems to me effectively what NPHET has done is handed that decision-making process back over to the cabinet. It's the ministers who will decide the timeline. And that in turn means that things can happen far more rapidly than we would have thought.
Is that it then? Is it over?
Well, just to sit in the fence, two things. I think it's mostly over, let's put in that qualification, and at least for now. So it's mostly over because some of the restrictions will remain. We expect that mask wearing will remain, obligations on people to wear it in places like, you know, public transport and things like that. We expect COVID passes will remain for international travel, and that there will also continue to be sort of a mandate for isolation of people with symptoms. Apart from that, Gavin, all the restrictions are effectively on the cabinet's chopping block today. That said, it isn't forever. They're not going to say that, because if another COVID variant of concern should emerge, then the capacity is that they can reverse ferret and go back. And I think no matter what they do later on today, I think there's also going to be a big booster campaign to try and encourage people who haven't taken up the booster to take it.
What's been the reaction so far, Paul?
Well, I've been canvassing some opinions of senior people in government late last night. And I suppose what I was trying to find out was whether or not they were likely to jettison their usual approach of a phased or a staggered easing of restrictions and go for a big bang. I'm sure Shakespeare would say, to big bang or not to big bang, that's the question facing them today. And some of the sources I was saying, and they seem to be uniform in that view, was that if they read the NPHET letter and if it is deemed to be safe, then their view would be restrictions should go. You know, one said we locked down quickly, so we should open up quickly. And I think that sets the tone for a quite different cabinet meeting today. I think it is going to be different. I think that's the way to try and decide to lift restrictions far more rapidly, more wide-ranging decisions than we've seen heretofore.
Okay, we'll be hearing from restaurants, hotels and more shortly. Is it likely that they can stay open late tonight?
And to be honest, I don't know. I mean, clearly the hospitality industry wants it. People like the Licensed Vintners Association have said, if the cabinet gives us the green light, we're ready to go. The Restaurants Association of Ireland, once again, they're saying, like, do it and do it now. And usually ministers say that they want to give businesses more time to prepare and that they don't want to sort of suddenly land a decision. They mightn't have the stock, they mightn't have the people to do it. But, you know, the industry is saying it's ready to go. And I think in the current febrile atmosphere, anything is possible. But to be absolutely honest with you, and I want to be straight, I don't have an indication of a direction of travel on that.
So what happens today? And will there be another national address later?
Well, what we do know is that the leaders, the coalition leaders, Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan are going to meet today, meet this morning. Now, the question is whether or not there's going to be a COVID cabinet committee after that. That includes the three cabinet leaders plus finance minister, public expenditure minister, health minister, and some other leading ministers, depending on the decisions they're going to take. So like that, if that happened, usually what would occur is that the chief medical officer would arrive with some colleagues to explain Neffet's thinking, and Paul Reid of the HSC would also be there to talk about capacity. So it could be that the leaders just meet the CMO and Paul Reid, or the after meeting they call a cabinet COVID committee. What we do know for certain is that the full cabinet is going to meet at 3 o'clock. And on the question of whether or not there's going to be a national address, I think it's likely, certainly not confirmed, but the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was on this programme only yesterday saying that what he wanted to do was to take short-term decisions and give a medium-term analysis. And I think if they're taking the decisions on the scale of that they're talking about, Gavin, I think it's most likely that that's something he would do. So hold on to your hat at 6 o'clock.
Paul Cunningham, thank you.